This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Acclaimed choreographer Mark Morris says that whether you love or hate the Beatles, his show, Pepperland, is for you. Statement may be a cheeky way to turn out an audience, but it's not too far from what critics themselves have to say about the performance. Pepperland is an hour-long dance show with live original music from composer Ethan Iverson. It evokes aspects of the Beatles songs and lyrics, but it's far from a nostalgic sing-along. The show has been commissioned, or was commissioned, by the City of Liverpool in celebration of the 50th anniversary of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, an album produced in 1967. It takes the stage in Durham this week as part of the American Dance Festival. Ethan Iverson is a jazz pianist and a founding member of the Bad Plus. He joins me in the studio now. Ethan, welcome to State of Things.
Thank you, Frank. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you here. Talk about the moment you heard that you were asked to sort of participate in this project. What did you think was involved in this?
Well, you know, there's nothing worse than a Beatles covers project.
Yeah. Why is that?
Their music is so familiar, and they're so has so much historical resonance for so many people. You know, almost anything from the 60s now, that explosion of creativity in the 60s is so iconic that what are you going to do with it, you know? I was Mark Morris's music director for 5 years before I joined the Bad Plus and got to see him make up dances. I was on tour with him. I really learned something about the Mark Morris aesthetic. And I like to say that I probably couldn't have played in the Bad Plus without working with Mark Morris first. And the Bad Plus was known for its rock covers, playing Nirvana and Blondie and Black Sabbath. And sometimes people would say to us, well, you should do a Beatles cover in the Bad Plus. And we would say, no, never, never. So when Mark called me to do Sgt. Pepper, there's a good chance I wouldn't have said yes hadn't I known Mark so well. But Mark is a master of complex emotion, and Pepperland is a complex emotion. Sometimes what I say is something like Hamlet by Shakespeare. You go to see what the modern theater company is going to do to Hamlet. You know, you're not so worried about a precise reading of Hamlet at this point. Right. To us, to Mark and I think we both felt that Sgt. Pepper was so familiar, it was like a folktale. It was like some part of ancestral history we all understand, that we could sort of scrub some varnish off of and make our own art piece out of it.
Yeah, but here's the hard part to me, and I wonder how you work through this, because you've got, as you say, it is iconic. We all know it. It's in our ears. It was seminal. It changed the way artists thought about their work and thought about recording. And we all know it. And then you've got dance, right? You've got movement. Now, you're the sound guy. You're trying to find the emotion in the music. To what extent was this trying to sort of get at the feeling created by the album? And how much of that is working with Mark to see what he's trying to produce through movement? This leaves you in a funny place.
Well, it's a dance show, so it had to be a danceable score, and it had to be music suitable for Mark Morris. He's actually famous for being very musical. He's very famous for working with European classical music. The Beatles themselves are very connected to European classical music. I mean, just they had Stockhausen on the cover.
On the cover, right.
And then, you know, for Penny Lane, famously, Paul McCartney saw the Brandenburg Concerto on the television and the next day told George Martin, hey, let's have a piccolo trumpet solo in Penny Lane. You know, so that's Bach to Stockhausen and really kind of everything in between.
That's right.
See, a lot of times in these tribute projects, people want to make it really au courant by rocking out. In fact, Liverpool, I think, wanted us to have a DJ or a hip-hop stylist or something like this. But to me, that means you're almost going to make it more dated right away. Right. You're going to force it to be like 2019 or 2018, whenever we put it on. Yeah. So we don't try to rock out. We don't double down on the rock element. In my score, I really try to bring out the European classical elements. That's why, in addition to the songs by the Beatles, there's an adagio, an allegro, a blues, and these things that, you know, I got inspired by the album and wrote these classical forms for Mark's classical dances.
Well, let's listen to a clip of that now. This is from one of the original pieces, Magna Carta, and it invokes the personalities on the cover of the LP.
We'd like to introduce to you Karlheinz Stockhausen. We'd like to introduce to you Sri Paramahansa Yogananda. We'd like to introduce to you Marlene Dietrich. We'd like to introduce to you Oscar Wilde.
That's Magna Carta, a little bit of it, composed by my guest, Ethan Iverson. Part of the show, Pepperland, by choreographer Mark Morris, pays tribute to the 50th anniversary of to the album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Pepperland, commissioned by the American Dance Festival, will be on stage at DPAC in Durham tonight at 7 o'clock and tomorrow at 8 o'clock. So talk about your approach then to that, the original pieces, and your relationship to the album as you compose your parts of this.
Magna Carta, I knew all along I wanted something that was sort of like almost spoken word. And I said to Mark, you know what would be funny is, what if we just recited the Magna Carta of England? Because here we are, these Americans taking on this English thing. And he looked at me and he said, I don't know if that fits, really. But then...
It's a nice charter, but it's hard to dance to.
Well, exactly. But then... One of the most important things about the album, really, is the cover.
Yeah.
You can't say that about every album, but you can really say that about Sgt. Pepper. It's a very powerful cover, and those people are really important. And that piece doesn't go on that long, but it's early on in the show, and I think sort of establishes some kind of perspective about looking back and looking forward at the same time.
It seems to me one of the other challenges, too, in a project like this, I mean, obviously the city of Liverpool really wants to commemorate this. It's a great thing. They talk with two great artists like you, say, come up with something. The challenge to me is this is a record that's famous for the way it pushed the envelope, right? It was on the edge, the cutting edge. And now you have to look back and do a retrospective on a thing that's about cutting edge. I mean, how do you manage that? Do you work that into the piece? Is that part of your composition?
In the first draft of the score I handed in, Mark accepted it, but he also said, you know, this is pretty gloomy. Because a lot of the time when you deconstruct something or when you take it apart, you actually make it slower and more dissonant. So a lot of people understand our work, Pepperland, is very joyous, but it's also, I think, got a lot of complex emotions. And how you get those complex emotions are a lot of the time by slowing down and taking your time. And we listened to the original album recently, and I was struck by how all the tempos are faster on the original album than our performance now. So I don't know how that addresses what you asked me exactly, but it's the best I can do.
Well, let's play a clip, too, and that might help us, and then we'll come back to it. This is another clip from music you composed. Here's Adagio.
Are you lonely? I know just the person who would make you happy. Someone who is still a complete stranger. Let me introduce you. Right, giving particulars of yourself and the sort of person you would like to marry. Send stamped addressed envelope for full details. Thank you.
That's a bit of Adagio, composed by my guest Ethan Iverson, part of the show Pepperland, by choreographer Mark Morris, paying tribute to the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album. It is commissioned by the American Dance Festival and will be on stage at DPAC in Durham tonight at 7 and tomorrow at 8 o'clock. So tell us about what was the inspiration for that.
Well, you heard there an instrument called the theremin, which is kind of a swinging 60s instrument in its way. You know, I don't think the Beatles really used it, but it's on their great competitor. The Beach Boys used it on Good Vibrations and other things. And Liverpool asked us to have an electronic element. And I think they wanted, again, sampling or hip-hop or something. But I thought, well, why don't we actually put in the first electronic instrument, the theremin, from about 100 years ago, just a sine wave. And we have a particularly wonderful instrumentalist, Rob Schwimmer, who plays many things besides the theremin, but he is an extraordinary theremin player. And when he plays A Day in the Life towards the end of Pepperland, it's really something. Everybody really takes people's breath away.
You know, the Beatles on that album, again, they were sort of there was this kind of gestalt, right, if I may use a 60s term, this idea that they were capturing the entire spirit of the age, not only cutting edge, looking forward, bringing other instruments, reaching back into the classical era, and not English dance halls, for goodness sake, but also the East. George Harrison's interest in the East and Within You, Without You is certainly an important part of that. And you address that in the show itself.
Mark Morris is known for embracing some of what you're talking about, the sort of world music ethos. And he's worked a lot with classical Indian musicians. And the very first time he heard a sitar was on Within You, Without You. So it's a very natural progression. Some of the things that happen in this piece, it's not forced. It all just sort of comes out naturally.
Yeah, I mean, it's inspired, again, if you and Mark Morris and others, so many people have been inspired in so many different directions from that album. I want to listen to one more clip and talk a little bit about it. This is Allegro, inspired by a single line trombone from Sgt. Pepper. Let's listen. A bit of Allegro, composed by Ethan Iverson, my guest, part of the show Pepperland, choreographed by Mark Morris, and on stage at the DPAC in Durham tonight at 7 o'clock and tomorrow at 8. Now, we were not able to share clips from the actual arrangements owing to some copyright rules, but talk about, the inspiration. That seems like one that was inspired directly from the music of the album, or not?
Yeah, well, you know what that sounds to me like a little bit is the Swingle Singers. Do you remember the Swingle Singers?
I don't.
They sang Bach with a jazzy beat.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that's a real 60s sound.
See, McCartney was right. He knew Bach was going to catch on. That's why he talked to Martin the next day.
Exactly. You know, and of course, there's harpsichord in that, and that's all over the Beatles arrangements. Mm-hmm. So these are some of the things I'm thinking about when creating the score is somehow, all right, we're going to make this new piece that the binding element is really Mark Morris. You know, and I think that when people try to understand this piece, it's a little confusing when you think the only binding element is the Beatles and paying tribute to this album. That's one of the reasons I chose Penny Lane to include on this suite that we do, because it's actually not on the record. It was recorded at the same sessions. but it's not a tribute piece that like that. You know, it's not a karaoke sing-along where you go and you know what's going to happen. It's fresh music and fresh choreography with Mark Morris as the really most significant binding element, and the Beatles are part of the text that makes it all happen.
How was it received in Liverpool, I wonder, given the expectations they might have had about this?
We got 7 reviews, and they were all raves.
There you go.
That they leapt out of their seats. They loved it, you know, because I think they were probably worried that us Americans were going to come over and try to do it straight. And the fact that we had our own take really enchanted them.
Great stuff. Ethan Iverson, the composer behind the show, Pepperland, on stage tonight and tomorrow at DPAC in Durham, commissioned by the American Dance Festival as part of the ADF lineup this year. We've got links to all that at our website, stateofthings.org. Ethan, thanks so much for taking your time.
Thank you.
You can find out more about that performance and our show at our website, stateofthings.org. Sign up for our newsletter. Get a daily preview of our lineup. Find out about movies on the radio, by the way, Nature and the Environment, your favorite movie about nature or the environment. And you can take that and interpret that any way you want, sot@wnc.org, if you want to be on our show for the next Movies on the Radio. State of Things is produced by Anita Rao, Laura Pelliser, Dana Terry, and Amanda Magnus. Robin Copley is our technical director. Jenny Lawson running the board today with help from Lee Wilcher in Blue Ridge Public Radio in Asheville. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow.